Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up in about 40 minutes, John Walton, Caps play-by-play voice, will join us to talk about the disappointing Game 7 loss to the Hurricanes last night at Capital One Arena. But right now, we're very happy to welcome in friend of the show on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, Charles Davis, analyst for NFL on Fox, NFL Network, and draft analyst. You hear him on the Madden games. I'm sure it's putting a nice chunk of change in his pocket as well. What's up, yep. Charles? How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, guys. How's everything?
Hey, we're doing great,
Charles,
man.
Charles loves side cash.
Of course, who doesn't? Who doesn't love a side hustle? Everybody does.
Everybody does, buddy.
But Charles, his latest, I don't know if this is your final draft, mock draft, but you've got Kyler going one to Arizona. Who knows what to believe from all these camps?
Right.
Yeah, what do you make of all the rumors?
Yeah, what do you think?
I actually am thankful for all the rumors because when you go into a draft and you know exactly who's going at the top, it does tend to tamp down the excitement, tamp down the expectation level, and it just kind of changes the tenor of going into it. Doesn't mean the draft can't flare up later, but think back to when the Houston Texans signed Mario Williams before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And then we knew Reggie Bush was going to New Orleans at two. And when Bud Adams, then the owner of the Tennessee Titans, made a few comments, you knew exactly then that Vince Young was going three.
Mm.
That, you know, the draft opens, commissioner opens it up, puts them on the clock, and we go, okay. We kind of know what's happening already. It's not the same. So any uncertainty, I think, is welcomed. Any uncertainty is appreciated, but I think a lot of it is just swirling around. I think a lot of it is just noise, and in my estimation, we'll cut right through it tonight, and Kyler Murray will be the number one pick. But it is kind of nice to go into it with, could there possibly be something else? I think
right.
That's kind of fun for us.
So what do you think happens with Rosen then? Do they keep them both, or they find a suitor for him tonight?
Yeah, I just don't see how you keep them both. I know my colleague Peter Schrager reported last night on Daniel Jeremiah's draft show that, you know, they will not just give him away. You know, we're not just going to take, you know, I think he said 60 cents on the dollar. In our production meeting, he said 70 cents on the dollar, so he already lopped off 10 cents by the time we got on air.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of got a kick out of that one. But he said, you know, they're going to, want a second round or a first round pick. Well, I don't think a first round pick's on the table. I don't think it's been on the table for a long time now. That would be a stunner to me.
Yeah.
I think a second round. I think a second round is realistic. And if there are a number of suitors, then what are the sweeteners? Second round plus. You know, and see what that is. I just don't see how you keep both. Because both are going to want to play, and this is not a situation where one's a veteran and mentors the other one. It's head-to-head competition. You know, this is Maverick and Iceman,
uh-huh.
You know? This is Maverick and Viper. We're going head-to-head.
Right, exactly.
I mean, there's no way one's sitting there going, don't worry, I got your back, man. I got your back. No.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Charles, but the question would be if they trade him before the draft to acquire a pick in this draft or after and acquire future picks. That would be the question.
You're exactly right, and I think we're all waiting today to see if we have anything like that jangles before the draft. Now, if that does happen where he gets traded today before we go, you know, the commissioner goes to the microphone, that's actually okay that he can go to the microphone and then we know Murray's the guy because we have created extra excitement and intrigue with now where Josh Rosen lands and we're talking about what that quarterback situation is. And Kyler Murray, free and clear, goes to Arizona. And after all the run-up, build-up, everything. See, my thing with it has been simply this. If they weren't going to take Kyler Murray, why wouldn't they have just gone ahead and said Josh Rosen's our guy since we spent draft capital last year to move up to 10 to take him? And by the way, he can run the air raid offense. Mm-hmm. Anyone who thinks that a quarterback who is, I'm going to call him non-mobile, but a guy that's not known as a runner can't run the offense has never studied what the air raid has been, has never studied who has run the offense in all the years at Texas Tech, whether it was Mike Leach, whether it's Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach, just how mummy is when he was running it. Go back and trace the lineage of those quarterbacks, many of them that you will not recognize names now because none of them really made it in the NFL. I think Cliff Kingsbury's had the biggest run in the NFL. Mm. I really do. Mm. So you just haven't had those guys, but go back and look and watch them play in college and then call me and tell me how many runners you saw pulling the trigger for that offense. There's just not many there. So it's not like Josh Rosen couldn't do it and couldn't do it well. It's just that it's the new head coach who wants his own guy, and it makes sense, and he does get the extra dimension of mobility. So it makes sense in those terms, because if you're going to hire a guy who is, you know, well below 500 as a head coach in college, then you don't go conventional when you get to the draft.
In Jeremiah's latest mock on NFL.com, he has Dwayne Haskins tumbling down to 15 and the Redskins selecting him there. Do you really think in a quarterback-starved league like the NFL that Haskins can possibly make it down to 15 for the Redskins and they don't have to move up at least a few slots to get him?
I think it's possible. I really do, because let me rephrase. I think it's possible. I don't think it's likely. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think everyone's going to stand pat. So if we did and just allowed people to come off the board and everyone knew no one was moving, then you could sit there and take your guy at 15. But no one's going to play that game. Remember the Bears moved from 3 to 2 to take Mitchell Trubisky.
Yep.
And if we really played liar's poker, San Francisco wasn't taking a quarterback, right?
No, loved it. They couldn't believe what was happening.
the big reason that Ryan Pace would tell you I had to move or I felt that I needed to move is simply to block if anyone else had that interest.
Mm-hmm, right.
And that's what he wanted to take out of play. That's why I don't think people sit pat tonight if indeed we start to see any of that movement happen. Because otherwise you're sitting there saying, okay, I'm just going to leave, you know, I'm going to leave it up to the fates. And you can't do that. It's like our discussion last night. Do you guys take a quarterback at 6 or do you wait till 17? You can wait. But if you're waiting at 17 with the idea that you want a quarterback, you're probably sitting there at 17 watching everyone already off the board. You know, so that's why to me, if the Giants really want a quarterback at 6 and they know who they want, they need to take him at 6 and just be done with it. But I don't think that they will. And I also don't believe that at 17, they're going to make a move and try and go up and get one after they've already taken one at 6. This is going to be a very interesting night because it could be one of those ones where Giants fans are saying, Washington moved up to get one in our own division. You know, well, why did we stay at 17? And that'll be a conviction that the Giants will have and have to answer if indeed it happens that way. Or they could fool us in Washington. The Giants could be going head to head on who's going to move up and try and get there. Remember, guys, Detroit at 8, Buffalo at 9, I think are very open for business to try and get out. But do you have to move all the way up to 3 and deal with the Jets in order to get one? Because Oakland at 4 is a little bit of a wild card for you.
Yeah, and we don't know who John Elway really likes. I know you have Locke going there, but I said this during the show. I just pulled up your mock draft, and I said, and I see you got Haskins going to the Bengals. I think the Bengals are a real wild card in this draft because I think they want to move on from Dalton. He's never won a playoff game.
Yeah,
I don't think he's that good, to be honest with you. So I could see them.
They didn't give him a contract extension. Yeah, they didn't give him a contract extension. To me, that's a clear signal with a brand new head coach that they are in business for a quarterback. So we'll see.
Yeah, and then now we're hearing with the Redskins that I don't know if you've been paying attention here to like the DC papers, but that that Dan Snyder wants to make this pick at 15. Whether or not sticking at 15 or moving up, he really likes, apparently, if you believe the sources, he really likes Dwayne Haskins. His son went to high school at Bullis with Haskins, and
he wants to sell some tickets.
He wants to sell tickets. He doesn't want to draft an edge rusher. He doesn't think that's going to do it. So that'll be interesting, too, if he's making the pick.
Boy, will it ever. Will it ever. And, you know, he does own the team, well within his rights to do so. The thing is, as always, something like that just makes it feel like, well, why are these other guys here? What are you paying them for? You know, I mean, that's what it kind of comes down to. Why do you have them? What are the layers? Sometimes it works out very well. The owner knows and it nails it. And look, Dwayne Haskins is the best quarterback in the draft for me, so I would have no problem with finding a way to get him on my roster and let him develop and see how that works out. I would have no problem at all, and all of that makes sense. It's just that the way that we look at things in the world and in the world of sports, we like those owners. We don't mind owners visible, but we like those owners to let the people do the job they were hired to do. But that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, in truth, and you get to it, the person who writes the checks for the team should have say. It's their team and how you go about doing it. Look, Jerry Jones is not just the owner. He's the president and the GM. And it was interesting a few years ago when he wanted to turn in the card for Johnny Football.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And his son and Will McClay, the personnel guy, I think they tackled him and arm wrestled him and did everything else. And we're able to get Zach Martin's name to the podium. And boy, did that work out well. In this situation, if indeed this is true, are other people advocating for something else? Or do they see the logic in it and off you go? This is going to be an interesting night. You know, I don't just criticize an owner out of hand. Because the owner writes the checks. They should have a say in what's going on with their team. And when you're talking about if you want a quarterback, I like Dwayne Haskins. I have no problem with that. You know, if all of a sudden you have an owner that says, guess what? I'm making this first pick. And by God, I'm taking, you know, Gino Carmazzi. You know, and they're, what? Like, you know, and all of a sudden you're taking a fifth-round guy in the first. That's a whole other kettle of fish. In this case, you're talking about a guy that everyone's discussing that maybe, look, Dwayne Haskins could go 6 to the Giants, right? He could go 10 to Denver. He could go 11 to Cincinnati. Miami, we don't believe in the market for a quarterback. We believe they're 2020. But the truth of the matter is they could be bluffing us too.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a market at 13.
Yeah.
And then you get to Washington at 15. That's a lot of layers to sit back and say, nah, our guy will fall to us.
Yeah,
that's a lot to deal with right there and a lot of uncertainty. So if you like a guy, you may have to make that move. And I like Dwayne Haskins, despite all these talks about him falling and other people and all that. I like Haskins. Not saying that he's definitely going to be whatever because we never know in a draft, but he's my number one. Kyler Murray's my number two. Drew Lock's my number three. Daniel Jones my number four. Hmm. So,
let's say,
however
Charles,
you want to cut it, let's see it.
Let's say those guys all go early and, you know, Bruce talks Dan out of trading up, making some crazy deal to get one of those guys. Which one of the edge rushers? To me, that would be where I would go if I was them.
Yeah.
I need somebody opposite Ryan Kerrigan. Ryan Anderson hasn't proven to me that he's ready for that job. Which one of the edge rushers should I be praying slips to them?
Praying slips?
Yeah.
Well,
would be available.
How much do you... Yeah, because Gary with the shoulder looks like he's going to slip. Montez Sweat with the heart condition, you know, the enlarged heart, even though they say it's a low risk, it sounds like there's a slip happening with him as well. Either one of those two would be terrific if they slip, but I think you'll still have an opportunity to have a grouping of Cleveland Farrell. I think there'll be a grouping with Brian Burns still available, who I think I might have mocked to you.
Yeah, I like Burns,
know,
maybe.
Yeah, you did,
you
right?
You know, that group. And here's the thing with Burns, guys. If you turn on his tape from last year, you'll see a guy that in a lot of ways is built like a big wide receiver. I mean, he is slim and fast and coming off the last guess, he got better against the run. If you saw him in the run-up to the draft, you saw about 15 pounds added to him that looked really good, and there's plenty more weight that still needs to be added to him, but I don't think there'll be a loss of speed. So he would be a guy that I would keep a strong eye on, depending on how this falls, and then they'll have to make some decisions. I think maybe if Gary and Sweat are still available, do you go with one of the guys that may have a medical flag on him, even though, you know, the talent says that they both could be knocking on the top 10 door. You might get a little bit of value at 15 there. So that could work out very well, because I don't think any of the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, you're not Josh Allen's not slipping to 15. And then you're also talking about all the interior guys that I don't think are going to slip. Ed Oliver seems to be moving up. He could be in the top five now.
Right.
Quinnen Williams, top five guy.
Oh, yeah.
You're not getting one of those guys. You know, those, right. You're not getting those guys, but you already have Payne and you already have Jonathan Allen anyway.
Right.
Charles, thanks as always. We love having you on. Charles Davis, analyst for NFL on Fox, NFL Network, and draft analyst as well. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You take care of yourselves. Enjoy the draft.
Yep.
All right, we will, man.
That's
thank
Charles
you, buddy.
Davis. T-minus 16 minutes and counting until the Junkies 2019 mock draft begins. That should be right around 9:20. But right now, we welcome in J.P. Finley on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. You can watch J.P. tonight on NBC Sports Washington's Redskins on the Clock NFL Draft Special on the My Teams app beginning at 8 p.m. and through the Redskins' top pick. The first hour of the program, which will feature extensive Redskins-focused draft coverage, will be simulcast live on NBC Sports Washington from 8 until 9 p.m. And JP's very happy that the Caps went into double overtime, so he got no sleep on probably his busiest day of the year. Hello, JP. Good morning.
What up, fellas? Yeah, not only double overtime, but then to lose in double overtime just made that much more painful.
You can handle double overtime if the Caps eke out the win. Double overtime loss and then all day grinding on the NFL draft coverage.
Let me ask you something, JP. My brain is mush because it was so late and, you know, we've been doing this too long. Did you tweet a naughty word at the very end of that? I think he did.
Who did? JP did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I think you lost a little composure.
Some frustration. It's okay. Yeah. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'll go back and delete it, but at the time it felt right.
Yeah, right. No, I hear you. I try not to, but I mean, were you boozing?
Not really, man. Today is kind of a major one. I had probably two or three beers. But
you had a cakes.
Yeah, that's a cakes. Or regular,
cakes, you call that a cakes.
Especially for a double OT game, usually you could double that total, but I was kind of working last night anyway, between calls and stuff.
JP, right. I think I showed remarkable restraint at only having three Heinekens last night.
Pretty good.
That was it. Three.
Double OT, you'd think, would equal a six-pack cake. So I'm impressed.
You would think, yes.
All right, so where are we? I don't even know where to begin. I don't want to do the whole draft, but let's just focus on what are you hearing the latest with the Cardinals?
I think Arizona's taking Kyler Murray. If they don't, think about it this way. They just fired a first-year head coach to bring in Cliff Kingsbury, and that's a gutsy move to do, because Kingsbury didn't really even have sustained success on the college level, and now you're going to turn over the reins to him in the professional level, all because you want him to run his offense. He's been very clear for years how much he wants Kyler Murray to play in his offense. And then the first move, when you have this guy as your head coach, you're not going to let him take the guy he wants. You're cutting that guy's legs off before he ever coaches a practice. So I still believe the Cardinals are going to take Kyler Murray.
All right.
Yeah, I do too, yeah.
So that settles
that just
things.
That just means Rosen's available to somebody, because they're not going to have Rosen and Kyler.
I think Rosen's available, and I know there were reports about, you know, the Redskins are all the way out on him. I'm not believing that until we see where he lands. I just think it still makes a ton of sense. between the money, the what I wrote in a story a couple of weeks ago is the rare intersection of value, talent, and opportunity. The Redskins have a chance to go get him. He doesn't cost anything salary-wise, and he's just as talented as any of the rest of these guys they could get.
JP, you tweeted this 14 hours ago at JP Finley NBC.
Don't read the bad word.
That one did get like 285 likes. So people like it when you curse on Twitter. I've been told by my multiple sources the Redskins do not intend to trade up tomorrow night, meaning tonight. That could change, obviously, but edge rusher still a major priority. Do you still think that's the focus for the Redskins, is to stay at 15 or possibly even trade back if somebody calls with a good deal?
Yeah, I don't think the trade-up's happening, and obviously that can change, but I do believe the Redskins made some calls into, you know, teams. I reported back at the Combine that the Redskins and the Jets were going to talk because the Jets wanted out of that pick. The Skins kind of wanted to see what the cost would be. But I think the cost is just too high, and everybody in Ashburn understands they have a lot of holes they need to fill, and trading up will just cost them too many bullets, and they need as many chances as they can get to improve this football team. You know, they're not truly desperate at any one position, but they got holes all over the field on both sides of the football, and just they can't give up picks to move up. Now, maybe something happens different if they really want Haskins and they can go to 12 to get him and it only costs them an additional fifth-round pick or something, I think it would be different. But I do not see the big move into the top three, top five. The only caveat I allow is if Kyler doesn't go one. I think that could change everything. But I don't expect that to happen. I think Kyler goes one.
So, JP, if Kyler does go one to the Cardinals, if I'm and Bosa probably goes two to the Niners, if I'm the Jets, I'm calling every quarterback needy team, and I'm just figuring out what's the best deal for us to trade back. Because it doesn't make sense for the Jets to just stay there and pick, like, Quinnen Williams at three.
If you're if Quinnen Williams is the top guy on your draft board,
okay,
which a lot of people say.
He probably is, yeah.
Yeah, I think
he's a freak,
you can get a stud, it's worth it. Because as much as trading back is great, you know, the Skins traded back to get Ryan Kerrigan, and J.J. Watt went in between the time they could have taken.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to miss stars either.
Right. I'm totally with you. Totally.
Well, hey, Kerrigan's a good player, don't get me wrong, but he's not J.J. Watt.
Let me ask you this real quick. I assuming Murray goes one, where does that put the Raiders in terms of this quest for quarterback? Are they in play for Haskins and it, or whoever? And if they are, where does that put the Redskins potentially in play for Carr? I know Carr's got a big contract. Is there a restructuring possibility? Is he a guy who anybody over there at Redskins Park likes?
They might like him, but the numbers really just don't make sense on the salary side. And I think the Raiders do like Haskins, and we'll find more out tonight. But I don't see them trading for Carr when you have Keenum. I mean, the difference in salary is, what, $22 million?
Can you restructure some way, though, to make it to lessen that blow, at least until you get Alex off the books?
But then you'd have to guarantee him more money and make it a signing bonus spread out over the next few years.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they want to. Here's what I'll say. If John Gruden is willing to dump Derek Carr for a rookie, John and Jay are very close.
Right.
They probably see football players pretty similarly.
Right.
I don't know that Jay is going to want to jump on a contract that John's trying to get rid of if they both think Carr maybe has the same potential but the same downside, too.
Right. It wasn't that long ago when people were
high. I don't know. Yeah, to me, it just doesn't add up.
It wasn't that long ago when people were high on Derek Carr. It's so funny. People just jump off.
I mean, he was an MVP candidate the year he broke his leg, but
yeah.
That was, you know, three seasons ago from this fall.
Well, maybe that was the difference, that injury. It's never the same.
It happens. I mean, none of us think Alex Smith's ever going to play again. Injuries can really hurt a quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, so at four, let's just say Murray's there. All right, so let's just say that they stay there and they take Josh Allen. And then, you know, Tampa doesn't need a quarterback. Then you got the Giants at six. They're going to be interesting because you assumed that they were going to take maybe a Haskins or a Locker, but then
doesn't seem like it lately.
Doesn't it seem like it now, just based on the reports? Now, who knows what to believe? If they skip a quarterback and take, you know, an edge rusher or linebacker or whatever, then you don't really have a quarterback needy team until Denver. Yeah. Right. So maybe,
and then you've got that little run of Denver, Cincinnati, Miami before you get to the Skins. And I know that, you know, the talk in Miami is that they're going to wait for Tua. I kind of find that hard to believe. The NFL seasons are like decades. Who knows what could happen? Tua could get hurt.
Right.
The Dolphins could be good. They could be a quarterback away. The other thing, Lurch, so, so you said Tampa doesn't need a quarterback. And certainly what Bruce Arians has said about Jameis sounds like that.
Yeah.
But are we sure Tampa doesn't need a quarterback? Jameis has not looked particularly good.
I don't like Jameis. No, but I just don't think they take him at five. I don't think they take a quarterback at five.
I don't think they do either. But Jameis is only on his option year. You know, they don't have him long term. I don't believe they do. I think Devin White goes five to Tampa, and then I think the Giants are actually able to take Josh Allen from Kentucky, which they'd be very happy with. They've talked about wanting a pass rushing stud there.
My point, JP, is that at 11, I've been talking about this all day, Cincinnati's the real wild card because I know they don't really love Andy Dalton. So if none of those teams are taking Haskins, I could see them. So if the Redskins really wanted Haskins, they're probably going to have to jump Cincy.
For sure. Yeah. I think Cincy makes so much sense. You got Andy Dalton, who's never been wildly impressive anyway. You got new coach, new staff for the first time in 15 years or whatever out there. You can get out of Dalton's deal with really no cap penalty whatsoever. And what's funny is Cincy didn't have Haskins in at all for an official visit. And whenever that happens, I'm always like, huh, I just find that interesting when you're obviously QB needy. You play in Cincinnati. The kid played at Ohio State. I'm sure some Buckeyes fans would buy some tickets for the Bengals games. I think that's a real spot that makes a lot of sense. But I don't know. This could be split in Ashburn, but I don't know if Haskins goes that the Redskins flip out, because I know at least half of their scouting staff really likes Daniel Jones, too. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones is a very, very legitimate option in Ashburn.
JP, yep. We know you're busy. Yep. Thanks again for the time. We appreciate it. You can watch JP tonight on NBC Sports Washington's Redskins on the Clock NFL Draft Special on the My Teams app, starting at 8 p.m. and through the Redskins' top pick. We'll talk to you again soon, JP.
Thank you, JP.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's going to be a fun night.
Yep. All right, buddy.
I believe right now, Sam Weiner, sales stud here at
106.7
The Fan, is officially on the clock.
What happened to Carlos? Did he get off? Carlos couldn't get off
work. He was working this morning.
Yeah, I saw him in the break room like 5 minutes ago. You never know. You could grab
him. Can you call in sick and then jump on the radio?
Commishlos.
Yeah. How come they don't let him just come on the radio and do bits with us?
I don't know. It's not in his job description, I guess.
There's no bits, by the way. There's no bits during
serious,
the draft. Right.
Very serious mock draft that we're undertaking, EB.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all so right. Serious that Entercom sales stud Sam Weiner is holding the first pick for the Arizona Cardinals. He's officially on the clock. So when we come back, it's the Junkies 2019 no shtick, super serious NFL mock draft.
All right, it's Take Your Kid to Work Day, by the way. I showed you a picture earlier of Kate sleeping. She's awake now. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Oh, she's enjoying a Pop-Tart. Looks delicious.
Yeah, she is. So she's going to hang out with us, and she'll actually make the pick for the Redskins when we select at 15.
Yes, she'll.
Good, I mean, I'll feed her the information.
Yep.
But she'll be the voice.
But as of right now,
yeah,
the Arizona
ahead,
Cardinals are currently on the clock, and I think that their GM, Sam Weiner, is just scrambling to find headphones so he can get in and make the pick.
Yeah,
so
he
looks woefully unprepared already. And
I mean, those are connected to nothing. I mean,
He's got the first pick and doesn't seem like he's prepared to make the pick. He's very disheveled.
He gets kind of nervous in here. This is, we got him in our milieu right here, in our environment.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. This is not his comfort zone.
Yeah, right?
For those
not
my wheelhouse. He's a sales stud here at 106.7 The Fan. He's not.
This would be like us in, you know, meeting with some potential client on a sales pitch.
Right. Let me ask you, wearing about nine, you got like Vinny Vine's underwear on today?
Yeah.
Like, what are you wearing?
I knew I was coming in, so I got my mizzen and main, my wicking dress shirt on here.
I would have thought
sweat a little bit under the pressure.
Isn't that Mickelson's?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I'm not even aware of that company.
Mickelson owns that.
I would have thought J.J. Watt is another one. It's his brand too.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Valdez?
I was going to say, I thought Sam was going to come in here dressed as a NASCAR driver with every single client that he represents.
By the way, how's this mock draft not sponsored? I mean, what's going on here? This
is
what that is.
You know, Valdez, I found out about it yesterday. So a little lead time for my boy.
Not much time to pitch it.
Now, you're not a Redskins fan. You're a Ravens fan, but you're here to represent the Arizona Cardinals.
I am.
You've heard all the rumors. Where do you think what do you think that they're going to do with Rosen? What do you think they're going to do with Murray?
What do I think they're going to do?
Yeah, abusing him.
Yeah. Just as a fan, as a casual fan.
Oh, yeah.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, they're going to go with Murray.
Well, you just ruined the number one pick.
No. That's what I think they're going to do. I think.
All right, is the pick in?
The pick is in.
Do you have anything else you got to say about that?
Well, I mean, I did a little homework. You know, obviously not a Cardinals fan. Did a little homework. Obviously, you know, offensively, they were just putrid.
You mean
last year?
Not them.
Our squad. Yeah. Our squad was putrid last year. 32nd all offensive, you know, points scored per game.
Breaking
yards,
it down.
Yards per game, passing yards per game, rushing yards, 32nd in every category. I mean, just god awful.
I knew Wiener did some research, so I wanted to get out his stats first.
Yeah, I want to bust out a couple stats. You know, defensively, not quite as horrific. You know, 26.6 points per game. So, 26th. Not
he probably did this all last night.
Shaky voice. Did a little prep work.
All right, what are they going to do?
The pick is in.
All right, go ahead.
Pick is in.
So do you want some pomp and circumstance with the first pick?
Yeah.
With the first pick in the draft, the Arizona Cardinals select. Where's my? Make sure I get it right. Defensive lineman, Quinnen Williams from Alabama.
Oh, look at that curveball.
Wins championships. We got a guy in Rosen we like, the fans like. He's a good QB. We're going to build around him. We're going to put the pieces in place. We're going all the way,
baby. This is a draft in 1982. Wow. Defense wins championships.
Oh, so now, is this what you think they're going to do, or this is what you would do?
This is what I would do. This is what I would do. You got a guy, he's put the piece around. You picked him number one last year for a reason.
Right.
Well, John Lynch is taking calls right now.
The phones are burning up.
Thank
you, Sam.
All right, gentlemen.
All right.
Thank you, Sam.
Best of luck.
Let's work out that $1,000. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, so the Niners are up. I select for the Niners, of course. Since Harbaugh left KC, they're 17-47, no playoffs. Of course, Jimmy Garoppolo hurt last year. Gave up 27 points per game. Their rankings weren't that bad, but their offense was so bad that they were always on the field. So they need some offensive help as well. Jordan Matthews, Marquise Goodwin, Dante Pettis are the receivers right now. All right. They did go out and get Tevin Coleman on the
I like that piece.
But
plus you have Jerick McKinnon coming off an injury. It's another piece in the backfield.
But you can't take a receiver at 2.
No.
Obviously. No. Quinnen Williams off the board. This is probably the easiest selection. Best player available. Also a stud in college. You do worry a little bit about the injury history. But the pick is in.
Pick is in there, dog.
With the second pick in the 2019 Junkies Serious, Very Serious NFL Mock Draft, the 49ers select Nicole Bosa out of Ohio State.
All right. Bosa off the board. That's an easy no-brainer for you.
Serious.
All right. I mean, coming off the groin abdomen surgery, so I don't know. You kind of worry
about that. I think he's good.
So now the phones are burning up for the New York Jets at the number 3 pick.
Kyler Murray's
still out there. Any quarterback desperate team is going to try to trade up.
Doug McKinnon from NBC Sports.
But we're not allowing trades in our very serious
zero
mock draft, right?
We're not allowing trades. Trades are fun, hence they're not allowed. So that's not going to happen.
All right, is Dougie there?
Yes, we are entertaining multiple trade offers at 3, but no, going with this game, I will stay put at 3.
All right,
the third pick of the 2019 Junkies mock draft is in.
No, all right, so.
There it is.
And the New York Jets select Ed Oliver, the big hurting out of Houston, defensive tackle.
All right.
I think the Jets, owners of some butt-ugly new uniforms, have a brand-new defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, and he wants some shiny new toys to play with. And let me tell you, Oliver fits the bill. When you think of explosiveness, Oliver comes to mind, super athlete. Is going to play like a Jet.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. So the Bronco defensive lineman is officially on.
Dougie
Williams,
Fresh.
Bosa, Oliver, all off the board.
Dougie, no quarterback selected yet.
By the way, he should change his Twitter handle to Dougie DeGen because he likes to gamble more than me.
Sure. Does he text you all the time as winners?
No, but he sets up all these pools. I mean, he just loves it. He can't live without it.
He's so deep in.
All right, Dookies is representing the Oakland Raiders, correct?
He is.
All right.
He can't live without it.
He's so deep in.
All right, Dookies is representing the Oakland Raiders, correct?
He is.
All right, he's got to be sitting there licking his chops. This is just falling right in your laps there, Chad.
If you want no fun and no shtick, Doug is your man. Jesus Christ.
You love Dougie Fresh.
That was awful.
All right, come on.
We love Doug. He's our guy.
What are the Raiders thinking? They fired all their scouts or at least kicked them out of the room. What are they thinking?
Yeah, they're crazy. I thought they were going to – I was going to take Haskins here before this took place just because I don't think they act the way they're acting if they're just going to take a tackle or an end or whatever. They're going to do something salacious, and they made it very easy to update what the acumen is going to be. Of course, Sam Wiener, outrageous, ridiculous pick. Everybody knows that he's just doing that shtick. How much starch was in his shirt and how much double gun pointing took place while he was in the studio?
A lot of starch, double guns, though, shockingly enough.
A lot of shaky voice and a lot of sweating.
I heard he was shopping his number one pick for Rogaine.
That's funny. That's not allowed. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Remember, you have to be serious, Chad Dukes.
I'm sorry. He paid for a pool in my backyard, so I think he did a great job. All right, the pick is in for the Oakland Raiders.
All right. The pick is in. I don't hear the music. There it is.
Of course, before the pick is in, I'd like to wish former Matt Cahill roommate Othman Bushareb a happy birthday. Today is his 39th birthday, so happy birthday.
Have some hummus from the Junks.
Absolutely.
Right.
The Oakland Raiders select 5'7" quarterback Kyler Murray.
Nice.
It's going to be a tremendous flop and a failure, but Jay Gruden's got about, or John Gruden, whatever one it is, he's got about 12 years left on the contract, so he doesn't care, and it's running roughshod all over the organization. So Kyler Murray is the pick at 4 for the Raiders.
Kyler Murray, okay.
Solid value pick there, Chad Dukes.
Kyler Murray's going to love playing roulette and blackjack at the Aria.
He's going to double down so much.
In a couple years.
He's going to double down all the time.
I'd like to go back to sleep now, boys, so if you could bring Doug back on the air, that would help get back to where I need to be.
Hey, Chad, again, that's funny. It's not allowed. It's not permitted.
So much for Chad getting his show in the afternoon on NBC Sports Washington. All right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Dookies. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, boys.
All right.
You.
All right, so Tampa Bay is up.
So joining us in studio is Thom Arians.
Yes, correct.
He is channeling head coach Bruce Arians with the Kangol hat, the glasses.
The beard.
Aaron's beard is
the
not
fatness.
All of it.
Yes.
Well,
a good win last night by the Caps.
Yeah, pretty good, right? That was a lot of fun. I'm glad we stayed up for that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, so you're representing Tampa.
Yes.
Remind me what's going on with Tampa. They're sticking with Jameis, right?
For now.
Yep. Yeah, because Arians loves them, right? They're boys.
I guess.
Yeah, we lost Fitzmagic. We lost DeSean Jackson. But Thom Arians likes to pick... just strictly off the board, best player available.
Ooh, you go BPA, I like it.
Because it's not really about the analytics in Tampa.
Okay.
We just want to win football games. You got to grind it out, put your hand in the dirt.
Okay.
This is what Thom Arians is about.
Yes.
What do they care about down in Tampa? Just like white trash, strip malls. And
and WrestleMania clubs. Coming to Tampa next year.
Yeah. There you go.
But this is a guy that plays with a lot of heart. This is a guy... who can be the heart of the locker room and the football field. It's time to get sweaty. The pick is in.
I think I know where Thom Arians is going here.
With the 5th pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Thom Arians select Montez Sweat, edge rusher, Mississippi State.
Now, what's his deal? Is he the one with the big heart?
He has a huge heart.
You always want guys with big hearts.
He's got a heart as big as Thom Arians' head, which is not usually as big as you want your heart to be.
Yeah, laughing.
Right.
Sorry.
It's a serious deal.
So Montez Sweat goes
number 5.
Thank you, Thom Arians. We appreciate that pick.
All right. Now, GP, I see he's next on the board. Who is GP representing?
He is representing the New York Giants. Dave Gettleman Jr.
Grant Gettleman here to botch a selection or two, but make sure I sound very confident while I do it, just like Dave does.
Yeah, certainly.
I see you wearing your back-to-back T-shirt.
My collector's item, EB.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Last night was fun, by the way.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was so much fun.
Yep.
It was a shame.
But you know what fits in perfectly with this no-fun, very serious mock NFL draft? It kind of works.
You know, I don't think necessarily.
853 was the last time we'll talk Caps until next October.
Man, you're pretty much right. Pretty close.
I don't think Murray's going to slip to four, but other than that, I think still the players selected, I think this is about what would probably play out for you.
I agree.
Yeah.
I thought Sam was a maniac with the top pick. Other than that, I think everything's been pretty clean off the board at this point. And I feel like with Valdez reading the draft histories yesterday, it really got us all in a good state of mind to make the right pick, not necessarily to do something wacky. Right. For an attention
unlike
grab,
him. Unlike which him, I think just drafting good. Quarterbacks at every opportunity.
Right.
It was smart.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. It was. Great.
I found my quarterback of the future.
All right, so obviously the Giants need a quarterback, certainly for the future, but most people don't seem to think they're going to grab one at six.
I think Grant Gettleman thinks that Eli can play for another 4 or 5 years.
He big fan Eli. Of Eli in New York.
Certainly.
We're thinking maybe 2031, 2032 will be in the quarterback market.
Right.
But for right now, all is well with the young man that is Eli Manning. He's a neophyte just getting started in the National Football League. The pick is in.
Pick is in.
We're looking Grant for a Gettleman. Heat-seeking missile off the edge. We want someone who can get to the quarterback. So I have been gifted a very generous gift from many of you guys. I'm taking Josh Allen, the edge rusher from Kentucky, who in his rookie season will get us 10.5 sacks. We're a much better football team because of the addition of Josh Allen.
All right, Josh Allen off the board. Thank you, Grant Gettleman.
Yes, we appreciate that pick.
So let's get one more pick in before we go to break, and we'll
see Danny.
Danny Coughlin joining us from Jacksonville.
Danny, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. Uplifting day.
It's a very serious day.
The dark ages of DC sports are back upon us, boys. Thank you, Capitals, for ushering that in.
You're comfortable within that sort of zone, right?
Danny? Just kind of used to it.
It's called Danny Coughlin's sweet spot.
I'm so smurfly. We could go Danny Marone, Danny Coughlin, whatever you prefer.
Certainly.
He's doing Jacksonville.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
They were awful. They got rid of Bortles.
Yeah, bye-bye Bortles.
Right.
Bye-bye Blakester.
Who's playing quarterback for
Foles?
Foles.
They
went out and
gave him a bunch of money.
Where else do they suck? Everyone likes their defense, right?
Well, Jalen Ramsey never likes to participate in off-season meetings and workouts.
Right.
Jacksonville.
Tom Coughlin gets bitter, yes.
Feel that we have solved every single one of our problems.
Okay.
By moving on from Blake Bortles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's so terrible, he ruined everything. He ruined our defense. He ruined our offense, which had the second fewest points scored in the entire National Football League last year. We've got young skill pieces. DJ Chark we like. We like D.D. Westbrook. We like our group. All we needed was a quarterback, and we had that escape giraffe Nick Foles from Philadelphia to be our QB of the future. We're paying him way too much money. So we're going to make a boring pick here, and the pick is in.
The pick is in. Hear the music.
All right. Fun, Danny.
Offensive tackle Jawan Taylor from Florida will start at right tackle for us right away, and our offense will put up 100 more points than it did last year.
I think that makes all the sense in the world.
It's a very Jacksonville-y, Coughlin-y pick.
Thank you, Danny Coughlin.
Boring offensive lineman.
Danny Marone.
It's very on brand.
All right, Danny Foles. Should we take a break, and we'll come back, and Brendan Dar will represent the boring-ass Detroit Lions.
Yes, he will.
So, correct me, only one quarterback is gone so far, right?
Yeah. Haskins is still on the board.
Haskins is sliding.
Yep.
Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, still available.
All right, we're going to do that when we come back. But first, give your child a first-class basketball experience and a first-class life experience at Coach Wooten's Basketball Camp. Their goal is for campers to love basketball even more by instilling confidence. Teaching the game, having fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ with competitions. They've got contests. They got guest speakers. 3 games per day. Instructions the difference at Coach Wooten's Basketball Camp. Register today. CoachWooten.com. That's 2 O's, 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com. Detroit on the clock.
Matt Dartricia, who's sitting in with us. He's very on brand. He's got
That's a joke. That's not allowed.
It's true. It's a very good point.
By the way, he's got the pen in the ear.
Pen or pencil? I think it's usually a pencil.
I don't know. Try to go for a pencil.
Yeah, pencil. The beard could use a little work.
But you didn't show up late. You should have showed up a little late.
Sorry about that.
Not complete. Again, another joke. It's a joke.
Everyone, by the way, is having loads of fun during the mock draft.
Yes, they are.
I can tell.
They always
are. I was trying to take this super serious, so I got here on time.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Nice.
All right, so where are we at? We're at Detroit. All right.
Where are they picking? 8th?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Is there anybody? How's the draft unfolding for you guys? Good?
It's looking great for us. Everybody took this super serious, so we are going to get the guy at the top of our board.
Uh-huh.
We want to emulate the New England Patriots, so in order to do that, we have to get our guy, and the pick is in.
You almost gave it away. All right.
We're going to take Iowa tight end TJ Hockenson with the eighth pick.
Nice.
And we're going to turn him into our Gronk and use him as a right tackle and not use him at all in the passing game. Pick is in. TJ Hockenson from Iowa. All
right. Man, everybody loves that Hockenson.
Is TJ also going to dance naked in clubs in Vegas?
He's not going to do that after his first 5 years. First 5 years, he's going to go crazy. He's going to have a lot of fun.
All right.
After that,
he's going to have about 18 surgeries.
He's going to marry someone and settle down and not do any of that.
All right. Good job.
All right. Thank you.
Matt Dartricia with the very serious pick for the Detroit Lions.
All right. How are we doing so far on this cake? Do we like this?
Denver. Yeah, of course we love it.
Oh, okay.
How can you not?
All right.
Denver Broncos
next?
Are up. Valdez.
No, actually, we're skipping somebody. Buffalo is up.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Buffalo.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got Chris Russell.
Brewster.
Is Chris on the thing?
Yeah.
Chris,
how could you guys forget about me and the Buffalo Bills? We've made such an indelible impact on the NFL.
I'd never forget you,
Russell. I'm hard to forget.
All right, so do you like the way it's unfolding?
Oh, absolutely. It's very serious. It's very quality. Actually, my pick just got taken, so I'm screwed.
Ooh, trouble.
Yeah, but because I'm super shrewd, I asked Lorenzo Alexander, who, you know, of course he used to cover in Buffalo, who we all know. Now that he's in Buffalo and he's a big story, he doesn't answer my texts anymore for help. I asked the Buffalo wings that I'm no longer allowed to have and
delicious.
Eat for a little advice. So they gave me absolutely nothing. And so I'm going to kind of be on my own here and make a really, really boring pick in the Super Serious Junkies mock draft. And I'm going to go with Jonah Williams, the Alabama offensive tackle.
Jonah Williams.
The pick is in. The pick is in. Sorry.
Thank you.
I got so excited. I'm sorry.
You got to play the music or it's just not official.
Yeah, I apologize. I got so excited to take an offensive tackle that's going to be out of the league in 4 years with the ninth overall pick. Sorry about that.
If you told Lorenzo Alexander you had tickets to the DC Improv, you would have texted you back.
Again, that's a joke.
Sorry.
Where jokes are made. That is certainly not allowed.
Right.
Hey, Lorenzo likes some free tickets. Can you blame him?
Who doesn't?
He also likes free snow removal from his driveway.
That is true.
Well, that's an inside story.
I don't know how much of a joke that is.
That's an inside story.
That's more serious.
All right. All right. Thank you, Rooster.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Rooster's alter ego, Chris Russell, will be doing the NFL draft coverage from the studio tonight starting at 6:30. So you want to be sure to listen to that right here on the Fan.
All right. I'll just be climbing into my bed then.
Yes, it's up you to will. You, Valdez. Now, apparently, this was supposed to be me, but...
But you bullied me into giving you Washington's pick.
I really didn't. Drabian agreed. He said, listen, I should be picking for the Skins.
Makes it's best for the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Valdez has too high of an opinion of himself.
Thank you.
I also agree with that. It's kind of ironic that I am John Elway, since John Elway refused to play for the Baltimore Colts if he was drafted.
Very good point.
Right.
The irony is there.
Can you blame him? A whole new coaching staff in Denver, right? Is this Vic Fangio?
Yeah, and then we just lost Chris Harris. He's not going to be in our secondary next year. We're very thin in the secondary, especially if you're going to play the Chiefs twice a year. You think you need some help with corner and with safety. Darnell Savage is shooting up everyone's draft boards, but I think at number 10, that might be a reach. However, we have Joe's bazooka arm. Joe loves to stretch the field. And what better player to stretch the field with Flacco than...
Oh, the pick's in.
All right, I already know.
Wide receiver, DK Metcalf.
Donkey Kong Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
And then after...
Classic overdraft by Elway Valdez.
Well, I just had the blessing. Cake said it was an overdraft of DK Metcalf, which means he's going to be an all-pro for years to come.
That's a very good point.
And then the linchpin behind drafting Metcalf was his shirtless picture that he posted on Twitter. After seeing that,
he put you over the top.
We're all in.
They're all all right. Thank you, whatever your name is.
Valdez Elway.
Right,
yes,
right.
Making the selection for the Broncos.
All right, Adam, unfortunately, you're next. I believe, did you pick for Cincinnati last year, too?
I did.
Yeah.
He was crowing about picking John Ross because the Bengals actually picked him. He's a big, giant flopper.
Right, exactly.
That's what he was.
All right. So, what are you thinking over there?
So, as the GM of the Cincinnati Bengals, we know we do need help on offense, but on defense, on the defensive side of the ball, we did let Vontaze Burfict walk in the offseason, have to replace him, and we are going to replace him with a guy that did sack Lamar Jackson in college. He was a stud. The pick is in.
But because of one sack, you're picking him?
with the 11th pick in the 2019 Junkies NFL Super Serious Sports Fans Only Mock Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Devin White, linebacker, LSU.
All right.
So a linebacker goes at 11 to Cincinnati.
Nobody cares.
hey, GM, Mr. GM, do you know who the coach of your team is?
Zach Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, look at that. He's on top of things.
GM Mike Brown.
He did his homework.
Good job. All right, you did some homework last night.
All right, so who's up next? Oh, Money Metal Cakes.
Yes, this is Cakes Gutekunst. That's the last name of the Packers GM.
You're kidding.
No, that's his real last name. So I'm here representing the Packers.
By the way, Dwayne Haskins still on the board.
Haskins is still on the board, but in Green Bay, we're very conservative. We don't overdraft. We don't reach. We liked Hockenson, but he was selected by Matt Dartricia. So our pick is in. This is an easy pick for me for Cakes Gutekunst at number 12 for the Green Bay Packers, who select edge rusher Brian Burns out of Florida State.
Brian Burns.
We could use some offense, but you can't pass up an elite pass rusher at the number 12 spot.
All right, so that means the Miami Dolphins are up at number 13, representing them, Nick Ashew.
Nick, how are you, my friend?
Gentlemen.
He loves getting up early to fill in for Pedro and Deportes.
He certainly does.
I am on like 2 hours of sleep right now. I don't know how you guys do this.
Well, it's difficult. You would like the paycheck.
You know what? That would make the difference. Absolutely.
All right, so how is this kind of ironed out here?
All right, the Dolphins are terrible, and as the GM of the Dolphins, we wanted a pass rusher, but since Brian Burns is off the board and Ryan Fitzpatrick is right now the starting quarterback for the Dolphins, despite the rumors that the Dolphins aren't interested in a quarterback in the first round, this is lying season. This is what everybody tells only falsehoods. The pick is in. Dolphins with the number 13 pick will take Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, Ohio State.
Nice value pick for the Dolphins.
It's good. I was about to have to take him.
Oh, very well done.
I didn't even want him.
All right.
Saving the Redskins from themselves, too.
Right.
Thank you.
Dan Snyder is banging his head against the wall.
He's not happy with that pick.
Drabby, the Atlanta Falcons are up.
All right.
At Drab T-shirt.
I should have the second pick. Would have been a lot more interesting.
Let's
see. Atlanta Falcons, what do they need? Interior help, offense, defense. I don't know. I didn't do a lot of research, to be honest with you.
Looking Good GM.
I'm looking for tremendous upside, and the pick is in.
Pick is in.
Pick number 14.
The 14th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft. The Atlanta Falcons select offensive tackle Andre Dillard. Matt Ryan was sacked 42 times last year. Dillard gave up one sack in 677 pass attempts last year.
I saw him in the airport at Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah,
he's a big dude.
He's a massive human being.
He's a big man.
Oh, he's also a Washington State Cougar. So.
Of course. Go Cougs.
All right.
This is perfect timing. Yep. It's 9:53.
How much time do we have? What do you have?
About a minute and a half.
Something like that.
Skins are on the clock.
All right. The Skins, so they saved themselves from drafting Haskins. Murray's gone, so they're not going to be able to do that. I don't think they'll select Daniel Jones at 15, although I've heard that Jay does like him. Of the quarterbacks, he likes him besides Murray.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're desperate for a pass rusher.
We're
desperate for a pass rusher opposite Ryan Kerrigan. You cannot tell me that Ryan Anderson, as bad as Preston Smith was, you can't tell me he's ready to step in there and take that. So, the pick is in. Go ahead, Kate.
Pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Cleveland Farrell.
Clemson, yes. Get that edge rusher.
Put me on your bench.
Nice. We're in. I'd actually be thrilled if they get him or Burns.
I like that pick.
If we don't go with the glamour spot, I would move mountains to get Kyler Murray personally.
Uh-huh.
But if we're not.
So you would pass on Drew Lock at 15.
I'm not interested in Drew Lock. Okay. Yeah.
What do you think about that, Ricky?
Zero interest in Drew Lock. I'm mildly interested in Daniel Jones. Mildly. But I think if you have an edge rusher of that caliber, you got to take him.
The Junkies 2019 Very Serious NFL Mock Draft is concluded.
Yeah,
there we go.
Success.
We got through it with a minimum of jokes and shtick. So I think everybody enjoyed it. And
right, that worked.
It stopped people from thinking about the Caps losing Game 7.
We're done. We have to get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.